It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the morning to you. What's up?
You oversang it earlier this morning.
I definitely oversang that one. Matter of fact, I was out of tune a little bit.
Well, yeah. I didn't want to say nothing.
No, but you already did.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pamela Thompson-Smith.
Great morning to you and to everyone who's listening.
That's
it's
right.
Monday.
It's Monday. It's good look, bad look Monday. It's Sweet 16 Monday. Oh, man, what's going on? A-Town. Good morning. How are
good
you?
Good morning, A.
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
You have a good weekend?
Yeah, a lot of basketball, a lot of good things. A
lot of basketball. Woo.
How you guys doing?
Oh, man.
Doing good.
I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing just fine.
Your team's won? Everybody's team's won?
Yeah.
How your bracket doing, Mr.?
No, I don't know. But everybody's bracket's kind of jacked up. You know, there's nobody that's happy about their bracket. Now, I got to go take a look. I think my Final Four teams are still intact. Yeah. So, I still got an opportunity. Mm-hmm. But let's get into this. You guys remember during the course of the season where they were saying that the ACC just really was a down season, wasn't really one of the best conferences. Mm-hmm. I mean, wasn't part of the top four. The Mountain West got six teams in the doggone tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the SEC had all these, you know, great competitive teams down there. Then, of course, the Big Ten, great. You realize that the ACC has been, listen to me, dominating.
Yeah, they said it all the way up to just 2 weeks ago.
Did they really?
Well, they said it with their picks on who could get into
NCAA.
Pittsburgh should have been there, probably Wake Forest.
Yep, exactly. And the thing is, Virginia shouldn't have been there.
Right.
And they played like it. But outside of Virginia, you got the NC State Wolfpack. You have the UNC Tar Heels. You have the Duke Blue Devils. You have the Clemson Tigers. Man, all in the Sweet 16.
Pretty cool.
So 25%, did I get that right? Yeah. 25% of the Sweet 16 are represented in the ACC. Go and figure that out.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing, you would ask me.
It is. I think I have, let's see. I think I have a fun fact about that.
Well, give me a fun fact then, Pamela.
You know, somewhere. My computer's acting a little crazy. Okay, so, well, not including Clemson, but Duke, NC State, North Carolina, of course, they advanced. And this hasn't happened since 2015. And the last time that it did happen, Duke walked away in 2015 with a national championship and UNC in 2005.
Wow. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, that is fun. But you couldn't say it about Clemson because they never won a national championship.
No, so
in basketball,
it's a good look pattern. The pattern looks good.
Well, we're going to see. It's going to be great stuff. But, like, Duke and Carolina, well, NC State and Duke, they're going to Dallas, which is going to be interesting. They're going to play each other again. Mm-hmm. Then you got UNC going to and Clemson, they're going to L.A., and they're getting up playing each other again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, too. That's a little fun fact. Since you fun fact.
That is very interesting.
But in case you didn't know, just to let you know, again, Clemson's playing Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that game is Thursday at 7:09. Then, of course, what else is we got going on? Then also, right after that, on Thursday, you have, Thursday, you got Clemson versus Arizona at 7:09. Mm-hmm. And at 7:39, you got San Diego State versus UConn. And on Thursday, you have the Illinois Fighting Illini against Iowa State, which I thought that team was going to show up and show out.
Yeah, you did pick them.
That's at 10:09 p.m. Good gracious. Then, finally, right before that, you have the Alabama Crimson Tide versus USC Tar Heels.
Okay, where your heart at?
Oh, where my heart is?
Uh-huh.
Let's be real clear. I'm Alabama all day long. Let's be clear. Hold up. Don't respond. Particularly, I mean, I guess anybody when it's going to football.
Okay.
I'm just roll down tired. It's just the way it is. Now, when it comes to basketball.
Mm-hmm. Basketball.
I'm Tar Heels. You know that.
Okay. All right, good deal.
You know that.
I'm just checking. All day I'm long. Checking your pulse.
No, I'm
before we get to Thursday.
Yeah, I'm keeping it 100. That's the way it is. Then, okay, on Friday, the Friday's lineup is NC State. Again, they're in Dallas, and they're taking on Marquette. That's going to be a tough one.
That's going to be tough.
Really interesting. they'll also on Friday, Gonzaga, which I was kind of down on them this year. They're playing number one seed Purdue. And by the way, all the number one seeds are still active, if you will. They play at 7:39 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday, 9 o'clock, 9:39 p.m., you got Duke versus them grown men from Houston.
Grown men. They had like four people foul out last night and still.
We're going to talk about that game. That game was incredible. So I call it Duke versus Houston game, the five stars versus 5 year plus players. That's what I call it.
Okay.
That's what
well,
I call that. Then,
no
then,
lie there.
Yeah, then finally, the last game of the Sweet 16 will be at Friday at 10:09. You got Rocket Top, Tennessee Volunteers versus Creighton. I think Tennessee got a great chance to make it to the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so many storylines. But before we move forward, let's take a few steps backwards. What a wonderful weekend. What was your good look, bad look over the weekend in terms of the March Madness? I want to know that. 919-890-6200. You having a good list, bad list? And I'm coming to you after this, too.
Pam, from the got, tournament?
Yeah, from the tournament over the weekend.
Well, you know, my best look was Carolina winning.
Of course.
That was my best look. My most surprise was Clemson win last night.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. No,
they almost gave it up to
Bella. I was
kind
of wondering, like, what's
Bella.
Clemson even doing here?
Yeah, I know. They just showed up. It's like you go to the party, like, he supposed to be, she supposed to be. What is she doing here?
Yeah, who told her about
yeah,
it?
Who invited her? That's exactly what you said.
That,
yeah.
And then women's basketball. I watched a lot more of that than
oh,
I
yeah.
did.
Oh, man, I got to talk about
it too.
It
was tough to see South Carolina just kill UNC. But you knew it was going to happen.
And then she run around looking all, trying to look at all pretty and all this stuff, get beat by 100.
Ooh, yes. So that was a tough one. That was a tough look right there.
You know
but
what?
It was some great women basketball. I don't know if you had a chance to see
any of it. I did. I'm going to get it. Hey, you have a good looks, game. Bad looks from the first two rounds, I put it that way. Anything that jumps out to you?
I guess the good look would be the ACC. Having mm-hmm. Duke win, mm-hmm. Carolina win, NC State win. Hopefully some of those teams could meet up again in the tournament. And then my bad look, it might be unpopular, but that Houston game, it was so annoying watching the referees kind of ruin the game a little bit, calling fouls all the time, every little tickle that was on the court. It was a bit ridiculous. I wish they let them play a little bit more. But it was an entertaining game, but there was too many stoppages for my liking.
So, okay, that's interesting. That's really good. I think that game was just they were just so aggressively playing so hard.
Yes, very, very.
But to your point
physical.
Though, it's like 5-6 players. Yeah, a total of 10 players probably both teams combined probably foul out the game. It was like that.
Right.
It was crazy.
Right. The interesting thing, if that same thing happens, it shows on a positive side for Houston, it shows their depth. Now will Duke be able to match that if they get in foul trouble?
See, that's the thing. No, and to your point, and we'll talk about this a lot more in a little bit, but to your point, it's all about the officiating.
Mm-hmm.
They call it close. That's going to be a great opportunity for Duke to stay in the game. If they don't call it close, it's going to remind me of Tennessee Duke last year when it was just terrible. So, but I'm looking for my – oh, there she is. So – My bad look is and it may come back to haunt me a little bit, but the Alabama, who the Alabama play? It escapes me right now.
I lost it too.
Who the Alabama play? I should know this. Well, the Alabama game, it'll pop up in a minute. The Alabama,
Grand Canyon.
GCU, they call them, Grand Canyon University, a non-profit university.
I mean, a
for-profit university, which I don't know. All of them trying to make money. But anyway, that was the worst game I ever seen in my life, basketball-wise. It was terrible.
I didn't see it. Why did you say it's the worst?
Because, for Grand Canyon, everybody went one-on-one. Like, it was one pass, and you just go. They had five assists the whole entire game. In other words, five times they passed to somebody, and they scored. Outside of that, I throw A-Town the ball, he go one-on-one.
Yeah.
I throw you the ball, you go one-on-one.
Yeah.
It was just, then Alabama, I don't know, it was just a helter-skelter, crazy, one of the most craziest games I've ever seen in my life. That was a bad look. But I'm glad Alabama, well, I'm not sure I'm glad. I may not be glad. Depends on what happened on Thursday night. But I'm really curious to see how Carolina's going to handle that up and down with Alabama. But mm-hmm. I think it plays into Carolina's hands. I think Carolina loves to run up and down. My good look, though, of course, the Tar Heels winning.
Okay.
But my other good look was I stayed up and watched Stanford and Iowa State play. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Iowa State? Women.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl hit 41 points.
Allie Crooks mm-hmm. is her name?
She bad. Pretty girl. She did her thing.
She did her thing. But, you know, Stanford, it went into overtime. Stanford came. But I'm amazed. What I'm really amazed about, mm-hmm. I'm amazed about the accuracy of the shooting for the women. Women, they be dropping threes like it's not anything. Are you kidding me? The women, the caliber play, particularly from an offensive side of basketball, they shoot lights out.
Lights
you can't
out.
Leave them open.
No, because
I was watching Stanford and Iowa State get every young lady that was like open. Oh, it's going down. Bucket. I'm talking about three-pointers. So I was thinking, seeing that thing, I said, that game, the women's college basketball game has elevated to the point where it's just so enticing to watch.
It is.
I could never see myself standing. I mean, this is after all the games are going off. This
yeah.
is after, you know, even that ridiculous Yale game, which was it was kind of like the Duke game.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into a whole bunch of those
and
things.
And to think that she's going to be playing in the ACC.
Ain't that something? Oh, that's right.
It's going to be a little tough for the NC States of the world. And the.
Oh, that's right. Stanford is in the ACC now.
They are
uh-huh.
hot.
That's right.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
A-Town behind the glass. It is Sweet 16. Good look, battle. Monday, people been calling in. People been chiming in. Again,
yes.
You can go out to the Sports Shop Radio on YouTube and you can ask us questions. We'll call you out. Or we may not call you if you don't want us to, but hey. Chime in with us. We chatting as we on the show right now. So check us out. A-Town, how's that poll looking there? I mean, a lot of people want to chime in, I'm sure. What we got?
So the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech. What was the biggest surprise of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament? The ACC going 8-0, Kentucky losing, Kansas losing, or Yale defeating Auburn? And 40% of people are saying the ACC going 8-0.
That's right. They gave us no respect. They said it's a down year for ACC.
That's right.
Maybe we get two or three teams in. We got lucky enough where we get five in, but one had to play in the play-in game. So that one who played in the play-in game should have played in because they got played out. They're not in the tournament. That's Virginia. But the other four is 8-0, and they're kicking butt.
Kicking butt.
I mean, seriously, man. And by the way, unfortunately, they may be 10-0. No, is it that? Yeah, no, 12-0, right? Is that right? Because 8-0. Yeah, whatever it is. Okay, anyway.
Math ain't math.
I got to get another cup of coffee. My point I'm making, they may end up playing each other in the finals of their regional.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That'll make them 12-0 because each one going to win a game. That's four teams. Yeah.
Well, Clemson coach seemed kind of confident that if he gets there that he can get UNC because they got him the last time. I was like, huh?
Wait, he said that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't hear that. See, there you go. There
it
you
was
go.
A leading question.
There you go, the media. See, there you go, Kim Mulkey.
It was a
Kim
leading question from the media when they interview him. But
okay, well.
He wanted to stay one game at a time. But.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, here's Clemson coach Brad Bromwell, who talked about being in Sweet 16. Maybe he said something about what Pam just said. I don't know. Let's take a listen.
You know, it's very satisfying. I've been talking all year. I mean, I've been in this league 14 years now. And so I've seen it. And there seems like these last several years, we haven't gotten as much respect. But then the NCAA tournament comes around and our teams all do very well. I knew this league was really, really deep. And, You know, it's crazy that NC State was finished 10th in our league, but man, they are so talented. Kevin's done a really good job. They're playing their best basketball. Obviously, Duke and Carolina are terrific. You know, I really thought Pitt and Wake are both NCAA tournament worthy and absolutely easily could make Sweet 16. So our league has just been really, really good. And it hasn't maybe made that way nationally, but until now, I guess.
That is right there. Okay.
Good stuff. Clemson, I mean, you know, they got P.J. Hall, Chase Hunter.
Yeah, P.J. Hall, by the way, P.J. Hall is going to be at Carolina next year, by the way.
Is that a put it down or that's just one of the media?
No, that's just somebody told me that.
See, that's what happened.
See, that's that media. Run that dog on mouth. I'm going to get sued by P.J. Hall.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. But Doc Clemson, hey. That's the coach said that they play Carolina again. They'll get
it
Carolina.
It was the person interviewing him.
No, that's not what you said.
That led him in that direction.
No, you said something totally different than that, Pamela.
It was the person that was interviewing him that said that.
Okay.
And
okay.
He went back to game. Let's get one game at a time.
NC State, Duke Blue Devils, the Tar Heels, all. At the dancing in the big dance. So let's start first hearing some sound from Coach Keats, who talked about his team growing throughout the season. Let's take a listen.
I think, you know, one of the things, if you ask and you look back at the seven games that we won in a row, is I think that everyone has really stepped up in different ways. And, you know, every night there's someone else. DJ Burns was great tonight. You know, I thought Michael, even though he might not have impacted the game much with his scoring, he had a career high in assists at 8. And so that's kind of what makes us special right now. That makes us tough to guard because on any given night, one of these guys can lead us in scoring.
There you go. Man, I believe Pam said one guy don't like the other guy.
See,
on the
I didn't say
no,
that.
I just asked James
if he saw that. Like, did someone
insinuate that something that was going on? It's just me.
Pam just asked something of a leading question.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Just like,
according to my sources,
several things have happened.
Exactly.
Well, that's for DJ Burns on just staying focused to get the win.
Again, it's one of those games, you know, where I had the choice to, you know, get in my feelings about getting fouled or continue to play hard. I just hit a point where I was like, I just got to ignore it because it's not going away. So I just wanted to try my best to keep going for my guys.
Oh, man. There you go.
Oh, my guys.
That's NC State. They're in the Sweet 16. They're dancing right there. Let's go to Duke, who's also in the Sweet 16. Here's John Shire. A few of his comments on his opening statement after that big win the other night. Let's take a listen.
Really proud of these guys and proud of our team. James Madison, you know, you're playing a team that has 3 losses the whole year, and they had a really impressive performance against Wisconsin, and I don't know if we expected this, but I just thought our guys came out with such a great competitiveness and they're obviously ready to play, not just ready to play, you have to be ready to compete in these games. And everybody that was on the floor, I felt, had that. It helps, you know, when you have a guy like Jared McCain, you know, he broke the Duke record today for 3s in the NCAA tournament. We've had some pretty good shooters here. And so to break that record with 8.
So I wanted you to stop right there because I want you to pay his next comment about it. He said he has some really good shoes there. Mm-hmm. I think he was talking about himself.
Mm.
Let's take a listen. Jared McCain and John Shire on Coach talking, taking him out of the game when he was hot.
I feel like every game I'm always ready to see if I'm going to go off. I work so hard, so I'm just prepared every game. I do blame him a little bit for sure. He definitely just wants to keep that record. I wanted to beat him, so.
It's not mine. He's talking about the points record. You know, that's what he's talking about.
I just want to be him, really. That's really all my goal is in life, is to be him.
See, there you go right there. So, again, that's NC State. That's Duke, who is also in the Sweet 16.
Yes.
And finally, from the Triangle area, we had the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Let's go here.
Who is advancing on as well. His coach, Hubert Davis, are on making a run after being down early against Michigan State.
Well, we started to compete. I mean, they punched first. Their physicality, their will, their want to, the first 10 minutes of the game just overwhelmed us. They were catching the ball wherever they wanted to, close to the basket on the block. They were getting layups, second chance opportunities defensively. They were pushing us off of our screens, our spots. They just were playing better than us. And, you know, we came into the huddle and I said, look, we can't talk about any basketball stuff until we join the fight.
See, there you go. Got to join the fight, baby.
And people wonder, like, what did he say, you know, at halftime? Because they came out totally different.
Well, I know what he said when the reporter went up to him and was going to ask him a question. Before she said anything, he just went off. Like, we got a heart. We got to bring the fight to that. The only thing she could say at the end was, thank you. Then he goes back to the huddle and pushes one of the coaches out of the way. He jumps in there. And I love the passion. I love that's what it's all about. Let's hear from R.J. Davis, who talks about Coach Davis over the last 3 years, including his passion.
I think Coach Davis has done a tremendous job his 3 years have been here. His first year, the way he came in and brought us all the way to the national championship. But, I mean, I think the big picture for Coach Davis is what he brings out of the guys. And what that is the passion and the fire, competitive spirit to go out there each game and each practice to play to our best of our abilities.
There it is. So mm-hmm. I mean, so again, as I started at the top, you got NC State in the Sweet 16. You had the Duke Blue Devils in the Sweet 16. And you had the UNC Tar Heels in the Sweet 16 from the Triangle area. And then you can add in Clemson from the ACC.
ACC, yes.
What a great look, man. And a good look, bad look, Monday. Well, I want to hear that some people are talking about that ridiculous game between who was it? Grand Canyon and Alabama, by the way. It was just one guy going one on five. It was ridiculous.
With one of the best games being Houston Texas A&M. That was amazing.
That was a grown man game. Grown man game. Matter of fact, Chuck called in earlier and said that one of the kids is from Kinston Connection. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's about 28, but he's from Kinston. Anyway, that's another side as well, the women's side.
Yes.
Pam to chime in on some of that. It's a lot going on there, man. I watched Stanford and Iowa State last night.
I watched that game, yes.
Then we're not going to talk about the Tar Heels down in Columbia, South Carolina.
No, nothing to talk about. Nothing to see there.
But how about the Duke Blue Devils? We had mentioned that big upset they had.
Big upset, yes.
Against my Ohio State, because I had picked them to go to the Final Four. In a women's side.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.